Thank you for tuning in to the original, not entirely historical, comedy podcast, The Great Pyramid Scheme, created by Layla Abdo. This podcast will be best enjoyed by mature audiences due to strong language. Set, the god of chaos, rose from within the Eye of Horus chalk pyramid with the body of a crossfitter and the head of a fennec fox, which is like a chihuahua with little ears.
Oh, shit! You're adorable!
Indeed I am. Rise, acolyte, and witness me.
Yes, my lord, Set. Also, by the way, and totally casually, I have many toxins on my person, should you wish for supplies.
Excellent. Come to the window and see me. I, Set, the sandstorm, the wily wind, and the crackle in the primordial soup.
Gross.
I come to Egypt, called by her rulers, to give you gifts.
Like t-shirts? I'm a size medium.
Gifts of perfect chaos.
The wind howls, the sands scatter. Red clouds blanket the sky and barely contain lightning as Set unleashes the most devilish, the most chaotic plague yet. Aaron and Keck were still handling the last plague, unaware of the coming horror.
Security code 147. Yes, I'm happy to take a survey at the end of our calls.
Look, you can have as many kegs as you want, but don't send me your newsletter.
I have returned! I have laid my foes to waste and... What are you doing?
Oh, our part to support public programming. They're locally owned, which means they're not beholden to corporate sponsors or advertisers.
And they provide us with diverse perspectives through quality reporting, expert analysis, and thoughtful commentary.
Remember what I said about lying to me?
What? We're trying to advance civil discourse, and... I already told you I don't need a fucking gift bag!
Hello, this is a collect plague from the deity...
Set.
Will you accept the charges?
Did they say Set? Like Set, the god of chaos? That's not good.
I'm sure it's nothing we can't handle. I mean, how much more chaotic could it get?
But then, they saw it. In the distance, approaching at incredible speed, they beheld a mob of middle-aged women, armed not with pitchforks or torches, but instead with guilt trips and the ability to make you question all of your life choices. Set sent their mothers.
Now, I was just sitting here thinking, if I got hit by a truck, would my children even notice?
You know, Sarah has 3 grandchildren now, and you can't even bother to bring that hussy home for dinner?
That thing on my back is getting bigger. Here, look at the pictures.
I just worry. You are always so small for your age.
Look, I found that picture from when you wet your pants at the zoo.
You look chubby. Also, take some leftovers home with you. I hate for it to go to waste.
In case I die, I've written you a letter for every day from now until you're 60 years old. After 60, I have 3 letters for each day.
Wow, this is... a lot.
I have a bad feeling about this.
Aaron! What, so I'm invisible over here?
If only... Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. This is my son, who I carried for 9 months in my womb, who I breastfed until he was 12 because he was a picky eater, who I still have to buy underwear for because he doesn't know what looks good on his little tush, and even though he hasn't lifted a finger to speak to me in ages, the best he can do is, hi, Mom?
Okay, we literally talked this morning.
I could understand you never calling if you had a real job.
I am a union organizer.
Which is what? Instead of doing an honest day's work, you get everyone else to sit on their tushes too?
Mom, I am not doing this with you.
Be careful, Aaron. Remember to honor thy mother and thy...
And what about you, Mr. Creator of Everything? Why don't you help him get a real job? He's working for you now. What does that pay?
We haven't nailed down the finances, and this quarter has been pretty tight.
Come to think of it, when was the last time you talked to your mother?
I have no mother.
You hear that, everyone? The most powerful being in the universe can't even say the name of the woman who brought him into this world.
But I was the first being. I am the source of all existence. The Alpha and the Omega.
Well, look at the big man over here.
He must be breaking that poor woman's heart.
Not to mention he still hasn't given her a grandchild yet.
Well, there's been a lot going on. But I do have a name picked out.
Are you even seeing anyone? Or were you planning to outsource this whole thing? You know what? I'm going to set you up with someone.
I don't need any...
Kids these days, you really have to do everything for them.
Oh, what about Abby's girl?
The one with the funny eye?
So, this one's 2,500 years old and never had a girlfriend. He can afford to be picky?
Hey!
Fair enough. I'll message Abby and...
Don't!
Too late. I already sent it. She'll be at Kostya's Deli tomorrow. Wear something nice and don't go Dutch. Don't want her to think you're a deadbeat.
Enough!
Aw, look who's Mr. Serious now.
He's very sensitive.
This insult shall not go unanswered. I was foolish to stay my hand because of the cowardice of my unworthy servant.
He's always been disappointing. Except for that tush. Aaron's got a perfect, you little tush.
Thanks, Mom.
We shall fight fire with fire!
If you thought a plague of Jewish mothers was bad, then get ready for a plague of Arab mothers.
Kufu, ya habibti qalbi, kufu, my son, my stars, my baby boy.
Huh, it's actually quite similar.
Ya ibni Kufu, come give Big Mama a big hug. Why don't you visit Big Mama anymore?
Blech, stop getting glitz stick all over me. I can't visit you all the time because I'm busy.
Do you hear this sweet, perfect boy? Too busy. Too busy for your mother?
Big Mama, that hurt! I'm too old for you to come at me with the ship-ship. Put your sandal back on.
You'll be too old for the ship-ship after you give me grandbabies. Did you make my grandbabies yet?
About that. It might not be physically possible anymore. I had a wax.
Grandbabies first, before I wither and die, which could be tomorrow. Do you see my handis? The arthritis in my hand is so painful. I can't move. I can't walk. My left knee knows when it's going to rain. I'm an old woman now, so old. You put me aside and never call or visit. What am I supposed to do? The least you can do, the very least, is to give me a grandbaby to hold and know that my life wasn't for nothing. I'll know it was all worth it if you give me one grandbaby before I die.
I'll try, Big Mama.
What a mama's boy.
And he's not the only one. Why is your ex-boyfriend calling me Set?
Yahweh? He must miss your macaroni bechamel, mother.
It is a known fact that Nut, the goddess of the sky and heavens, one of the gods at creation, and the mother of Set, Osiris, Isis, and Nephthys, makes bangin' macaroni bechamel.
You are such a wonderful boy, but if your monotheistic whackjob ex-boyfriend makes you look bad, it will make me, your mother, look bad. I'm not going to have every mother in Egypt gossiping behind my back that I raised a bad son.
And you listen to Big Mama. Don't shame your father by being a lame pharaoh.
Big Mama, it's not cool to call me lame.
Annihilate him or don't bother coming to family dinner this weekend.
With pleasure, mother.
At the negotiations table.
So, Vekotep, we have a solution. We wouldn't have to worry about doctor's visits if people stopped hurting themselves.
And I looked through the records at Queen Meretitis's behest and discovered the highest cause of injury and death was scorpion bites.
So, Vekotep, would you care to open this box?
Very well.
Don't be scared, silly. The scorpion has been devenomed.
Oh, thank goodness. Excellent job, Your Majesty. Though, it may prove a bit challenging to devenom every scorpion in Egypt. What method did you use for this one?
I allowed him to gaze upon my beauty for several minutes, ensuring he is so relaxed that he has no desire to attack.
Oh, dear.
Far be it from me to disagree with Her Majesty, but I believe he may still be aggressive.
Don't blame the scorpion.
I'm not.
Are you all right?
I'm feeling a touch lightheaded.
No worries. In my research, I discovered that a small amount of asp venom can counteract the poison of a scorpion. So I borrowed some of Hanatsun's. There we are. You should be feeling good as new.
I think that may be too much asp venom.
I believe the poison may be making its way to my brain.
Oh my Yahweh! Do you have any asp anti-venom?
Better. Do you know that the mongoose happens to be a natural predator of snakes? And we just so happen to have some of them in our palace zoo.
Oh, is that so much?
That's odd. They seem to be ignoring the snakes and just biting Sobekatep.
Well, he does look like a snake.
No worries. In my research, I...
Please, let me die.
I discovered that many mongooses are frequently trampled to death by camels. And problem solved.
Queen Meritidus? I think he might be dead.
We should have a doctor check in on this. Is it easy to get an appointment?
Plague after plague fell upon Egypt. Yahweh sent a plague of urinary tract infections.
Behold, as your urethras are set ablaze!
It burns!
Ouch! This is so... interesting. Kinda essing up.
Stop getting your kink on!
Set made everyone's sandals in Egypt untied. Yahweh, in his ultimate hatred of the sin of vanity, decided to judge human beauty standards.
Keep it natural, people, or feel the wrath of the one God.
Makeup pots transformed into mollusks, and the makeup they contained held the annoying voice of Yahweh saying,
Isn't natural better? Beauty comes from within.
No, it fucking doesn't, asshole. My lord Set, Yahweh ruined makeup for everyone. Do something, please.
Indeed I must.
Set unleashed tacky gift shops upon the bazaars, with each stall holding identical Cairo souvenirs and Khufu swag, and blocking out the individual artisanry of small-town vendors.
Curse you, capitalism!
Yahweh broke the door of every temple and proclaimed,
There are no gods but me!
I'm a god!
I'm not going to respond to that vain idol. Come, you false priests, and learn my ways.
Set homogenized the media output to deliver the same message.
Meritocracy works best. Pull yourself up by your sandal straps.
No, meritocracy is a myth. We go farther together.
Or when you squash someone out of your own self-interest as you all swim in the same vat of unexceptionalism.
And on and on and on. We interrupt this episode for the Pyramid People shout out. This podcast season has been Inshallah AF's first production. We are so proud of the goofy storytelling and team that has brought you this completely absurd show. Help us make season two and get work in progress sneak peeks at Inshallah AF Productions' Patreon page. Thank you for building with us. We want to show some community love for all the Middle Eastern creatives who inspire us. We have world-class comedians. We have novelists and poets and playwrights. We have folks who elevate artistry through costuming, design, lighting, and sound. We have writer-director filmmakers. We have our own heroes, like Habib Elb, Tony Shalhoub. Let's keep inspiring each other and keep creating. Now, let's get back to today's finale.
I don't care that the end of the world is happening outside. I don't care if my body is swollen with poison. I have sacrificed to move us forward and do my duty, and so will you, ladies. Let's go. get a deal.
Frankly, your face is distractingly inflated to have any kind of serious...
deal time.
Right, well, and I don't mean to be gauche here, but perhaps we could talk about money?
Well, well, well. Little Miss Peasant Mouse wants to play. All right, then. We'll play. Slaves, bring the papyrus determined finances. All of the PDFs.
Slave after slave adds stacks onto the table of PDFs, detailing Egypt's budget.
Okay, now that I've successfully intimidated the peasant woman about what it's like to actually run the country, you can take them back now.
No, wait! Please, Your Queenliness, I know Aaron would want me to invite more investment instead of budget cuts because people are worth it, Mimi. But I found something. Look at these lines. Here, 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 and here.
Wow, that is quite the budget to require the location usage, round-the-clock catering availability, standby scribes, glam squad, location rental, reupholstery of furniture, and 47 more line items.
I propose removing that from the budget, Your Queenliness.
And that would free up a good deal of gold. Okay, I accept.
Yes, you agree to something. By Sevek, I have upheld the will of the gods and served Egypt.
Yes, we agreed to disband this committee. Cuck is over, effective immediately.
What?
The peasant offered to dismantle the negotiating committee, and I accepted.
I think I, perhaps made a mistake. I thought it was just some committee waste, not our committee waste. Why, oh, why, oh, why am I in charge?
Not anymore. No more cucking in my household. Shall we leave this God's forsaken, plague-susceptible conference room now?
Meritidus flings the door open as the royal and labor shitsters trip in. Khufu, Aaron, and Hanatsun, Set and Yahweh. Mortal or god, chaos reigns, yelling, pointing fingers, pushed to the breaking point, and coming to the table at last.
I want it out of this room, damn it!
So, here we are, again. In the royal conference room, Pharaoh Khufu, Hanatsun, and Set sit on one side of the table. On the other side sits Aaron and Yahweh. Frowning in extreme disgust, Cuck is not taking a seat at all.
Your fault!
Deceitful to abuse pledge drives!
Up yours, you moralistic twat!
So angry! Should have known it was you!
Duh!
Hey, Mimi! Good to see you!
Oh,
just
my
because you smell nice, Aaron.
Enough! You left us here to figure it out while you went behind our backs to plot and dismantle our olive branch splinter by splinter. And does your pettiness remain in the family? No, it's fucking with all of Egypt. These plagues are ruining my popularity points.
And those are, very important. Also important, Queen Meritidus will kill me if the negotiations make her look bad. So someone save me, Aaron, Yahweh, anyone?
Jewish God? What is it going to take for you to call off the plague war?
For Set to burn in hell!
Sounds like someone's getting all hot and bothered.
Right. Any other requests that I can perhaps work with? Or does nobody give a shit about dumping their emotional baggage on me?
You are a priest.
I live a life of regret.
Since you can't trust the Jews to be reasonable...
HR flag!
Allow me to make this simple for you. I won't work with him because I don't work for you, or any of you. I was called here by puny mortal god, bless his naive, stupid ego. Thusly, my mortal counterpart on Earth is inadequate to serve my needs, to serve my vengeance, to serve my godliness.
Hear, hear! I won't be commanded by Egyptian thugs!
HR flag!
Shall we?
Yes, let's!
I will relish obliterating you from the record, ex-lover. I'm thinking of drowning the city of Giza in sand, and the mortals will never forget it.
Is that all? 'Cause tectonic plates will rock. I shall make the earth tremble with the sound of my name!
Such big talk. But can you deliver? Or are you going to leave me so unsatisfied?
This feels familiar.
Fuck you!
Only with the local weather, darling. I suggest you find shelter.
Set and Yahweh exit, leaving the humans dumbstruck in the conference room.
What was the safe word again?
Apple. We call Apple.
Excellent. So, truce for now, so that we can avoid whatever those two are going to do.
Truce-ish. You give us healthcare, pet insurance, funerary costs.
And casual Fridays.
And casual Friday, and we'll build a pyramid to your specifications to weather the weather catastrophes Yahweh and Set are planning.
I like that. Build my pyramid to my specifications.
I haven't forgotten how good at math you are.
You took the first counteroffer.
Maybe I got what I really wanted. The chance to team up.
I love teaming up with you.
I love teaming up with you.
Apple, stop eye-fucking.
If you'll both sign the legal document here, and here, and here, saying you agree to our united front to prevent the coming apocalypse, blah, 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 blah. Consider these negotiations complete.
I knew I'd take you to completion.
For fuck's sake, Apple!
Everyone rushed to the worksite.
Look alive, comrades! We have a contract!
Excellent. Which royal do the crocodiles get to eat?
None. Direct all of your concerns to Mimi, as she was the head negotiator.
Yes, well, I did secure casual Fridays, though.
Boo! Disappointing.
Time to build an apocalypse-proof pyramid!
Foreman, new schematics straight from the top. Quickly, quickly. We haven't much time until the end of the world. I need all priests and priestlings to form a magical response squad. The MRS, if you will.
Did you two really stop all hands from building the pyramid right this second so that we could have our royal viewing canopy up and running?
How else are we supposed to watch the end of the world? Wine?
I accept your allocation of resources.
The wind changes. The earth shakes. They're coming.
Meritatis, I'm doing the right thing, right? Protecting the people?
I guess. If you want helping the unwashed masses to be your thing.
Welcome, folks, to How the World Ends!
First, Yahweh creates a fissure in the ground. Interesting tactic. Ah, and here comes Set from the northeast, bringing the sands and the thunder! Unexpected play. Yahweh is using agricultural practices by directing the water of the Nile to the pyramid site, presumably to flood everyone again.
A flood? He specifically promised to never do that again. He lied to us?
I've been doing some research on the Library of Alexandria, and I think he has borderline personality disorder.
Here comes Big Bad Set like a cyclone!
Fear not, mortals. The pyramid is erect. I repeat, the pyramid is erect, and there is a shelter from the gods.
Inside! Everyone! Enter my tomb!
As your new partner, I would be honored to squeeze myself into your tomb.
Probably the wrong energy for calming masses, but they listen anyway. So Bekotep and the priest magically reinforce the shelter and pray like everyone's life depends upon it.
Dear Sobek, protect us from your batshit fellow god and his ex-boyfriend that started his own religion thing, please!
The pollution is coming. It's coming!
A hit! A very palpable hit! The pyramid is blown away by the force of the gods' battle.
The people within tremble, unharmed.
They stopped. We can come out, I think.
Is it over?
Yep. Another pyramid failure.
No one gets it right on the first try.
Then it wasn't for nothing. We're alive, and we're one step closer. What happened to the gods?
Set and Yahweh are eye-fucking by one of the new irrigation canals. Set is potentially destroying that monotheistic prick with the tools of a heartbreak and betrayal. Chaos prevails!
Emissaries! Come forth!
We have decided on a draw.
Really?
We can put aside our differences and let your little pyramid experiment continue. Oh, and Aaron?
Yes, God?
I curse you to never be my servant!
Oh no, you mean I won't get the Job treatment?
Laugh it up, small fry. I will find another.
Hopes and dreams have been destroyed. A pyramid lies and crumbles. The Nile flows in the wrong places. Excellent outing in my corporeal form. Come on, Yahweh. Let's piss off my mother with a nice visit.
Can she make macaroni bechamel?
Oh, aye. Let's go, cutie.
The gods clear out. The sand settles. The royals look at the fallen pyramid.
Look at your pyramid, Khufu.
I know, Meretitis. It fell apart again. I'm a loser.
Look, Khufu, can't you see it?
The foundation stones remain. A blessing from the gods.
It's still standing? The base of a pyramid I built is still standing?
You have laid a great foundation, Pharaoh.
Great! Let's keep building!
Afterwards, Meretitis walked to the river outside of her chambers.
Thank Ra, we are done with all of these plagues and I can get back to self-care.
Meretitis notices a humble basket made of papyrus reeds washed along the shore. She approaches the basket. She peers inside.
A baby? The gods have blessed me with a baby? I love you, river baby. And what are you holding, little cutie? Is that a staff? Oh, look at that. The river is parting.
Thank you for tuning in to the original, not entirely historical, comedy podcast, The Great Pyramid Scheme. This episode was written by Layla Abdo and David Beyer and features the voice talents of Ali Nasser, Layla Abdo, Adrian Duell, Adam El-Sharkawi, Laura Laham, Lynn Molly, Morgan Vincent Watson, Robert Vincent Watson, Bree Wernicke, Nebra Nelson, and Lydia Nassima Abdo. Sound design by Devin Wagoner and original music composed by Nibal Mesoud. The Great Pyramid Scheme is audio engineered by Jason Carr. Learn more about our cast and crew at greatpyramidpodcast.com. Thank you for tuning in.